弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
你是否有过锲而不舍向人请求的经历？
Have you ever experienced to persistently ask for something from someone?
是为什么事情求？
For what reason?
是据理力争呢，还是苦苦哀求？
Do you try to reason it out, or you actually just beg for it?
小时候，我父亲一直担心骑自行车不安全，就不让我们学。
So when I was little, my father didn't think that it was safe to ride a bike, so he never let us learn how to ride a bike.
那我姐姐读小学的时候偷偷学。
So my sister when she was in elementary school, she learned it secretly.
但很不幸，摔到一个大水沟下面，把手骨给折断了。
So unfortunately, she ended up falling into a big ditch and then broke her arm.
这下子我父亲更有理由禁止我们骑车。
So at this point, my father had all the more reason to forbid us from riding the bike.
我哥哥跟我还是偷偷学会了，还骑了朋友的单车去快活过几次。
So with my older brother and myself, still secretly learned how to ride a bike and we borrowed a bike from a friend and we actually went out and had fun.
到了我读初中的时候，实在太想要有一辆自己的单车了，就开始锲而不舍地向我父亲求。
So when I was in middle school, I really so desperately want to have my own bike, so then I persistently asked for a bike from my father.
我使尽了各样的手段，还写了一封长长的信给我父亲，针对他反对我们骑车的所有论点逐一反驳。
So I tried every single means I knew, and I even wrote a very long letter and to reason and have rebuttals on every single point of what my father was against about riding a bike.
我父亲被我死缠了三年，实在招架不住，最后提出条件说，只要我考上全国最好的高中，就给我买车。
So my father eventually really had to give up. So he said that, well, as soon as you get into the best high school in Taiwan, then I will buy you a bike.
那时候我自信满满的乐坏了。
So at that time I was full of confidence, and I was really excited about that.
谁知道放榜出来差了两分。
However, when the test result came out, and then I was short of 2 points of getting into the best high school.
只好认输作罢。
So then I had to surrender, and then I didn't.
虽然那次没有得到我所求的，现在回想起来，那还是一个很有趣又很温馨的回忆。
So although I ended up not getting what I was asking for, now thinking back, this was still a fun and a warm stories in my memory.
其实我写的那封长信被我父亲珍藏了多年。
So that long letter that I wrote to my father, he actually treasured for many, many years.
几十年过了，我们都还常常拿这件事情来开我父亲的玩笑。
So even after several decades, we still talk about this and tease my father about this.
今年暑期我们主日信息的主题是从圣经中的祷告学祷告。
So in this summer, the theme for our Sunday sermons to learn prayers from prayers in the Bible.
很多人一听到祷告，马上想到的是祈求，尤其是跟我们自己切身关系的事情而祈求。
So a lot of people, when they first think about prayers, they think about asking in prayers, especially asking for things that has a lot to do with what we're concerned about.
有的时候为了一些事情，我们会长时间的、持续不断的向神祈求。
So a lot of times, for certain things, we actually have been praying for a long time, and we do it consistently and persistently.
比如说申请学校、找工作、办身份、找对象、想怀孕生子，这些都是。
So for example, for applying for admissions from college, looking for a job, getting a green card, or looking for spouses, or you want to get pregnant and have kids.
那从圣经的教导来说，把这些我们所关心的事情带到慈爱的天父面前祈求，不只是合情合理，也是神非常欢迎的。
So from the teaching of the Bible, we know that to bring up all these things that we care about, to ask for those from our Heavenly Father, was something that's reasonable, was also something that's pleasing to God.
只是圣经当中还提到另外一种很重要的祈求，叫做代求。就是为了别人的需要来向神祷告。
However, in the Bible, we also learn about praying for others, so that we need to pray for people who are in need.
今天我们读的经文就是亚伯拉罕为了所多玛的百姓在神面前代求。
So the scripture we just read was prayers that Abraham had prayed for people in Sodom to God.
从这段经文当中，我挑三点来跟大家彼此共勉。
So from this scriptures, I will point out three major points to share with everybody.
首先，在十七节有一句非比寻常的话，神说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？”
So first in chapter 18 verse 17, there's a very unusual word that God says.Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?
这指的是神将会在接下来的创世纪十九章彻底毁灭恶贯满盈的索多玛和俄摩拉。
So God was referring to what he was going to do in chapter 19 to completely destroy the sinful cities Sodom and Gomorrah.
让人稀奇的是，神在毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉之前，选择先告诉亚伯拉罕。
What was interesting was that God actually chose to tell Abraham before he started doing what he was going to do.
而且神说，我所要的做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
And especially God said, shall I hide that from Abraham?
好像神把亚伯拉罕当作是 buddy buddy， 做这件事情若不跟好朋友先打个招呼，就太不够意思了。
So it's as if God is saying that Abraham is my buddy. So that if I don't tell what I'm going to do to Abraham, then I'm really not a good friend.
我不晓得你有没有经历过，神在做某一件事情之前，先跟你打了声招呼。
So have you ever experienced similar things that God would actually tell you before He was going to do something?
我印象最深刻的一次是在十八年前。
So the most impressed, or the most deepest impression I had with my personal experience was about 18 years ago.
当时我们住在洛杉矶。
And I was in Los Angeles at that time.
虽然我父母亲愿意跟着我们去教会，我父亲却始终不觉得福音是可信的。
Although my parents were willing to go to church with me and my wife, he never thought that the gospel was trustworthy.
那一年我们请了 New Jersey 洛哥教会的栾大端长老飞去加州带领福音营。
So that year we have invited the Regis Chinese Community Church, one of the elders, Daniel Luan, and he actually flew from the East Coast to California to lead the gospel camp.
那在那几天的营会里面，栾长老一直非常关心我父母。
So during those days in the gospel camp, the elder Luan, he actually cared about my parents a lot.
但是在一次和我父亲长谈之后，栾长老很不好意思来对我说，很抱歉，看来你父亲还需要一段时间。
However, after a long talk with my father, Elder Lauren came to me. He said that I'm sorry. I think that your father still needs a little more time.
那讲完这句话的第二天早上是最后一堂聚会。
So after this, the next morning was the last message from this camp.
信息结束，讲员呼召的时候，我照常闭起眼睛，低下头祷告。
So after the message was over, and as usual, I bowed down and closed my eyes and pray.
过了一段时间之后，突然有一个意念进来，说你爸爸要信主了。
So after a while, a thought came to me, and as if God was telling me, your father has accepted Jesus.
He's
going to accept Jesus.
我惊讶之间抬起头，才张开眼，就看到我父母亲两个人手举起来，表示要接受耶稣。
I was surprised, and I raised my head and then opened my eyes. As soon as I did that, I saw that both of my parents were standing there and had their hands raised.
我还来不及想，眼泪就哗啦哗啦落个不停。
Even before I was able to react, my tears has already rushed down my eyes.
其实我事先知道，对我父亲的信主并没有影响。
So the fact that I knew ahead of time, the fact that he was going to accept Jesus, did not affect the fact that he accepted Jesus.
就算事先不知道，看到父母亲决志信主，还是会欣喜万分的。
So even if I didn't know ahead of time, when I learned that my parents have accepted Jesus, when I saw that they accepted Jesus, I would be very happy anyway.
但我觉得很稀奇，神选择提早半秒钟让我知道。
But however, what was interesting was that God chose to let me know ahead of time, about half a second before this happened.
让我特别的感动。
So I was truly touched.
那在圣经当中，亚伯拉罕被称为是神的朋友。
So in the Bible, Abraham was called to be God's friend.
当然我一点都不觉得自己能够跟亚伯拉罕相提并论。
So I didn't think that I could compare to Abraham at all.
但圣经说亚伯拉罕是我们效法的榜样。
But the Bible says that Abraham is our model.
所以只要我们有心效法亚伯拉罕，也许亚伯拉罕对神恩典的一些经历也可能成为我们的经历。
However, as soon as we set our mind on following Abraham's examples, I think some of the blessings and the experiences that Abraham experienced will come upon us as well.
亚伯拉罕做了一件很特别的事情，就是他常常到了一个新的地方就随即筑坛求告神的名。
So some special things that Abraham always did was that wherever he went, he always established an altar and worshiped God.
我想从某个角度来说，一个乐意常常到神面前祷告的人，就是乐意以神为友的人。
So from a certain perspective, I think that for someone who is willing and joyfully praying to God all the time is somebody who is willing to be a friend of God.
很可能因为这样，他在祷告，他有可能经历到在祷告当中比一般人更清楚神的心意。
So very likely that during his prayers, you will experience and understand God's will a lot clearer than others.
大约二十年前，我在洛杉矶的教会有一位老先生因为心脏病急诊住院。
About more than 20 years ago, in the church that I serve in Los Angeles, there's an elderly person who was admitted to the hospital because of a heart attack.
那他又因为肺积水昏迷不醒，无法立即进行心脏手术。
However, he was in a coma because of a pulmonary edema, so then they could not start a heart surgery right away.
那我们几位教牧同工一起去探望的时候，老先生的妻子及三个儿女都到了。
So I myself and some church leaders went to visit him at the hospital, and we saw that his wife and his kids were all there.
当时大家一致的共识是，神若在此时接老先生回天家，那也未尝不是一件美事。
So at that point, we actually reached a consensus that if at that point, the Lord has took him to be with him in the heaven, then it's actually not a bad thing.
那几天之后，主日崇拜之后，我们有一群弟兄姐妹聚在一起祷告。
So a couple days after, in a Sunday after church worship, some of us get together and pray together.
祷告主要的重点是为了教会当中四位得癌症的弟兄姐妹代求。
So the main focus of those prayers were on the four people who had cancers in our church, and we pray for them.
那祷告的时候，有人突然想起了老先生，就顺便为他祷告。
At that time, someone also thought of this elderly person in the hospital, so we also pray for him.
那一开始祷告的时候，也是感觉老先生大概快要回天家了。
So in the beginning, we sort of felt that maybe it's about time for him to go to heaven.
但在这时候，有一位姐妹突然祷告的时候很勇敢的说，她不知道有没有会做神的意思，但她感觉神一直把一个意念放在她心中，说老先生这次的病不至于死，而会彰显神的作为。
However, one of the sisters who was praying with us said that, well, she thinks that she might be having a thought from God, and it was pretty clear to her that during the whole prayer time, this thought kept coming to her that this elderly person will not die, and indeed this whole thing will reveal God's glory.
我想一开始我们每个人都有点吃惊，但是越祷告越觉得神是带领我们朝那个方向祷告。
So at that point, most of us were kind of surprised, but as we continued to pray, we felt that this image or this vision became clearer and clearer to all of us.
两年之后，连医生都很意外，老先生的肺积水突然退了。
So 2 days later, even to the doctor's surprise, the edema in his lung, in the elderly person's lung, has gone away.
然后心脏手术顺利的进行，老先生就康复出院。
So they were able to start the heart surgery, and not too much longer later, he actually completely recovered and was discharged.
在这几件事情上，我都不觉得是我们的祷告决定了或者是改变了事情的结果。
So in these examples, I didn't think that it was because of prayers that we changed or we affected the result of God's decision.
那神为什么要预先告诉我们，我也说不准，只是猜想神想让人在祷告当中经历他的真实。
So I also cannot say exactly why God actually chose to let us know ahead of time what he was going to do, but my best guess was that God wanted us to have the experience of a good experience with our prayers.
其实在教会参与侍奉久了，会渐渐体会到，在一些属灵的事上，真的有所谓先知先觉、后知后觉跟不知不觉。
So from all these years of serving in the church, I realize that there are some people who actually always know ahead of time, some people who always know after fact, and some people will never figure out.
神的确会让一些常常祷告的人在一些事情上比其他人更先知先觉。
So God actually often chose to let those who pray consistently and often to get to know what he was going to do ahead of time.
很少祷告或者是不祷告的人也常常会在属灵的事情上后知后觉，甚至不知不觉。
So for those who rarely pray or never pray, then they for these spiritual matters that you usually either know after the fact or just they never know.
我的重点倒不是鼓励大家去刻意追求一些超自然的经历。
So the point was not to ask you to seek this supernatural spiritual experience.
而是鼓励大家常常祷告，在祷告当中成为神的好朋友。
However, I would like to encourage all of us to pray often, and through prayers we became good friends with God.
把范围扩大到教会的侍奉。
So now let's zoom out and then we think more widely about serving the church.
在初期教会的头十几二十年，基督徒基本上只看到在他们所住之地传福音的需要。
So in early churches, most people in the beginning, they only saw the needs of people in the place where they live.
或者他们因为受逼迫离开原来住的城，去到新的地方，就把福音顺便带到那里。
So, or sometimes they are persecuted, so they move on to somewhere else, a different city. So at the same time, they brought the gospel to the city they went.
但是后来在安提阿教会，神却给一群基督徒看到一幅新的图画。
However, in a church in Antioch, God gave a different picture, a different vision to the Christians there.
就是从他们当中差派人。为了有计划把福音传给更远地方的人而踏上宣教的旅程。
That is for them to send people from among them and to with a good well thought plan and send people to faraway places as missionaries.
神的心意是如何像图画一样呈现在他们眼前的呢？
So how is it that God's will became something like a picture to be in them, clearly showed up in their minds?
就是透过他们聚在一起同心在神面前祷告的时刻。
That was through the time when they actually all get together and pray in one heart.
跳到二十一世纪的今天。
Now let's jump all the way to today.
今天全世界各地的基督徒都会注意到一个清楚的现象。
Now, very clearly, all Christians in everywhere will notice something.
就是在每一个有传福音需要的地区。差不多都一定有来自南韩的宣教士。
That is, in all this mission field, we can notice that there's always missionaries from South Korea.
到了2012年，韩国已经有超过20000位宣教士在169个国家传福音。
Up until 2012, there's already more than 20,000 missionaries.In 169 countries working as missionaries.
照估计到2020年，韩国将成为全世界差派宣教士最多的国家。
By estimate, by 2020, South Korea will be the country that sends out most missionaries throughout the world.
这一切是怎么发生的呢？
How does it happen?
要知道，在这之前，韩国教会更引人注意的是他们的祷告。
We have to realize that before all this happened, the Christians in South Korea, they actually focus a lot on prayers.
过去几十年，韩国教会的祷告兴盛到一个地步，世界各地的基督徒纷纷去到韩国去见证神的作为，去观摩，去学习。
So in the past, the prayers in South Korea were so fervent that actually Christians from all over the world actually came to Korea and to observe and learn from them how to pray.
很显然，因为韩国教会特别看重祷告，神就让他们看得到其他人看不到的景象。
So obviously we knew that because Christians in South Korea, they emphasize a lot on praying. So that God chose to let them see ahead of time clearly the needs in this world.
想看看我们自己教会的基督徒。
So let's think about Christians in our own church.
有时候读到一些宣教的祷告事项，我们说，哎呀，那是什么民族、什么国家？是根本听都没听过，跟我们关系太遥远了。
So a lot of times in our prayer letters, and we saw prayer items about missions, we said, "Well, what kind of country, what kind of tribe is this? I've never heard of it."
人家韩国教会都已经把宣教士拆到那些偏远地区的少数民族当中了。
So, however, even for South Korea, they knew about it, and they already have missionaries in those remote places.
甚至包括中国的许多少数民族。
They even include these. Remote places in China.
而我们自己这些中国人还说太陌生、太遥远，没有感动祷告。
However, for Chinese, like ourselves, we even say that, well, this is so far away from us. We're not familiar with it. I don't know. I'm not moved to pray for them.
岂不是对神的心意后知后觉，甚至不知不觉
？As in this, something like we only knew about God's well after the fact, or we're not even aware of it.
求神激励我们更多看重祷告。
May God encourage us and help us so that we can pray even more.
在祷告当中与神同心，也在祷告当中经历神。
So that in our prayers we can know God's heart better and also experience the reality of God in our prayers.
这段经文当中另外一件引人注意的事情是亚伯拉罕为索多玛代求。
So another thing about this scripture was that Abraham was actually praying for the city of Sodom.
他一知道神的刑罚将要临到索多玛和俄摩拉，他就开口为他们代求。
So as soon as he learned that God is going to punish the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he started praying for those cities.
不是只求一句啊，而是锲而不舍的一求再求。
So not just once, twice, but then he does it over and over again.
当然，亚伯兰心中特别挂念的是他的侄子罗德和罗德的一家。
However, we know that Abraham was thinking about his nephew Lot and his family.
而我们从创世纪前面知道，罗德实在谈不上是个什么好人呐、
啊。However, in Genesis chapter 13 and 14, we know that Lot is not really a very kind person.
当他们的羊群多到无法同住在一个地方的时候，亚伯拉罕慷慨地让罗德先选地方，而罗德毫不客气地就挑选他认为对自己最有利的土地。
So when their sheep was so much that they have to choose different places to shepherd them, then Abraham let Lot chose a piece of land first, and Lot actually took it for granted, and then he just went ahead and picked the piece of land that he thought was best for him.
那时候索多玛早就已经恶名昭彰了。
At that point, the city of Sodom was already known for their sin.
而罗德还越搬越近，越搬越近，最后住进索多玛。
And Lot actually moved even closer and closer to the city, and eventually he actually moved into the city.
后来索多玛卷入战争，罗德全家被敌人掳去。
And eventually Sodom actually was involved in the war, and the whole family of Lot was captured.
亚伯拉罕勇敢地去把罗德一家救回来，罗德被救回来之后还是选择住在索多玛。
And Abraham actually he was brave and he went to rescue Lot and his family. However, after that, Lot still chose to live in Sodom.
所以不只是索多玛人罪有应得，连罗德也不无辜啊。
So even though for the fact that God is going to destroy the city of Sodom, we know that the city actually deserved it, and even Lot and his family is not completely innocent either.
亚伯拉罕凭什么来为索多玛人代求？
So based on what did Abraham pray for the city?
其实是在希望渺茫的情形之下，还是不放弃任何一点点机会来为人争取神的怜悯。
So indeed he was praying in the face of barely any hope, and he still tried to grasp the last possible opportunity to pray for city, the people in the city of Sodom.
从这个对话当中，我们可以看到亚伯拉罕知道他这样跟神讨价还价的一再啰嗦，是有可能被神视为僭越 而惹神的愤怒的。
And we also know that Abraham knew that he can once and again repeated pleading with God, and it could be kind of annoying, and it also could be viewed as being offensive to God, and he could be arousing God's wrath.
但他宁可冒着触怒神的危险，还是一而再、再而三、锲而不舍的。为所多玛城的人向神祈求。
However, he did run the risk of offending God, and he once again and more to pray for people in the city of Sodom.
大家要不要数一数，他为了所多玛的人大胆的向神求了几回
？So do you want to count how many times he has pleaded with God for people in Sodom?
从五十人。到四十五，到四十，到三十，到二十，到十。
So from 50 people to 45 to 40, 30, 20, and 10.
我想一般人不知道，在西方法律的思想当中，这就是辩护律师的责任。
So most of you may not know that this actually in the Western law system, this is the job of a defense lawyer.
即使一个人明明有罪，即使他没有钱请律师。法院也会为他安排一个公社辩护律师。
So although a person who may clearly has committed some crimes, or he cannot afford a lawyer, the court will appoint a public defender for him.
就算这个人真犯了罪，就算这个人真的十分可恶，辩护律师还是要全心为他辩护。尽力为他争取对他最有利的判决。
So although this person may have really committed a crime, and this person may be somebody who really is being really disgusting, but the defense lawyer still has to do his best to defend for this person and to try to fight for the best judgment for him.
我大学因为学的是跟海洋运输有关的企业管理，所以必须修好多门法律的课。
So when I was in college, I was majoring in business management and specializing in ocean transportation. So I have to take a few classes in about law.
包括民法、商事法、海商法、国际贸易法。
So that includes civil law, business law, marine business law, and international trade law.
不过学的大概都忘掉了。
A lot of those have already left me already.
那我来美国读 MBA 的时候，也要修一门商事法 business law.
So when I came to the U.S. to study for MBA, I also had to take a course about business law.
让我惊讶的是，老师指定的其中一本教科书。让我读得津津有味。
So one of the assigned textbooks in this course was really interesting to me.
那本书的作者引用了非常多圣经的经文来详细解释一些重要的法律原则背后的基本精神，写得非常精彩。
So the author actually used a lot of biblical examples trying to explain the basic principles behind those laws, and then he did a really good job.
其中一点让我印象最深刻的就是作者在阐述辩护律师的角色和责任的时候，引用的就是今天读的这段经文。
So what was interesting was that when this author was describing about the job of a defense lawyer, he actually uses the example of Abraham in chapter 18 of Genesis to explain.
在这里我想邀请大家一同有些反省。
So at this point, I actually would like to invite all of us to examine ourselves.
我们是否太轻看了为别人代求的机会？
Have we actually took it too lightly, the opportunities to pray for others?
我们是否有的时候放弃得太快？
Are there times that we actually gave up too early?
而没有像亚伯拉罕一样锲而不舍地为人一求再求神的怜悯？
We did not work like Abraham to pray for others persistently.
会不会我们因为心中先定了别人的罪？就不为他们代求。
Is it possible that we had already sentenced other people that we thought that have committed some sins, so that we are not willing to pray for them?
亚伯拉罕肯为占了他便宜的罗德代求，我们岂不更应该起码也为至亲的家人代求
？So Abraham was willing to pray for Lot, who has taken advantage of him. Are we even more supposed to pray for people who are related to us?
我记得1984年，我才刚信主，听到有人说带着他的父亲信主，我很难想象这一切有可能发生在我自己的家中。
So in 1984, when I first accepted Jesus, and every time I heard about others who has led their parents to Christ, I never thought that it would be possible to happen in my own family.
但是近期和我愿意试一试，我们开始向家人传福音，也为他们的得救祷告。
However, my wife Jenny and myself, were encouraged by other people, so then we decided to pray for our families and also spread the gospel to them.
三年之后，1987年，我哥哥信主了。
3 years later, in 1987, my older brother accepted Jesus.
再过七年，1994年，我姐姐的生命被神更新改变。他后来还成为全职的牧师。
1994, 7 years later, my older sister's life was touched and transformed by God, and later she became a full-time minister.
1996年，我父母亲也受洗归入主的名下。
2 years later, in 1996, both my parents were baptized and became a family of God.
从1984到1996年，12年之久，这条路很漫长。
So from 1984 to 1996.There was a 12-year span, and it was a long way to go.
在向家人传福音的时候，也曾经遭受很负面的反应。
So when we spread the gospel to our families, we were rejected, and there were negative responses from them.
但至终，我的家人还是一个一个的信主了，这真是神的恩典。
And however, eventually we saw that my family members one by one.Have accepted Jesus Christ.
我更佩服的是我太太像亚伯拉罕一样为家人的得救锲而不舍的代求，甚至是付代价的来代求。
I even have more respect for my wife, who has persistently prayed for her families, and even a lot of times paid a lot of price to pray for them.
在那个漫长的祷告当中，有的时候是会感到疲累，会感到灰心的。
In such a long road.To walk, it could be frustrating or, or tiring for her.
但是感谢神，刚强了她，让她的祷告没有中断。
However, I praise the Lord that God actually strengthened her and then helped her to not stop at all.
到了2009年，在我们自己都感到有点意外的情形之下，她的父母竟然坚定地表示愿意接受耶稣。
So in the year of 2009, even to our surprise, that my wife Jenny's parents accepted Jesus Christ.
而稍早，她的小妹妹也在神奇妙的带领下也信主了。
A little earlier than that, her baby sister also was led to Jesus.
这些都是我们在1984年根本想都想不到，甚至想信也信不来的。
So this is something that in 1984, something that we could never imagine that would ever happen to my family.
亚伯拉罕为索多玛的代求有产生任何影响吗？
So Abraham pleaded for the city of Sodom. Did that make any difference?
从某个角度来说，根本没有，因为神还是毁灭了索多玛和俄摩拉。
So from a civil perspective, it actually didn't make any difference because God eventually destroyed both cities.
在降到10亿人之后，神就结束那段谈话，就走了。
So the three actually stopped at 10 righteous people, and then the conversation finished, and God left.
那后来神这肯听天使警告离开索多玛，根本不到10人，所以看起来一切根本就是照着神的旨意在发生。
So we knew that there's not even ten people in Sodom that could. Would follow the angel's warning and then escape before God destroyed the city.
但是在19章29节，圣经说，罗德蒙拯救是因为神纪念亚伯拉罕。
However, in chapter 19, verse 29 says that the reason that Lot was saved was because God remembered Abraham.
纪念亚伯拉罕的什么？
So what about Abraham did God remember?
显然是纪念亚伯拉罕对罗德的关心，以及亚伯拉罕所献上代求的祷告。
It was the care that Abraham had for Lot, and also the prayers that Abraham brought to God that God remembered.
我不论你的神学观对神的主权和人的自由意志有什么样的看法。
It doesn't matter in your theology about what your stand is about God's. God's authority or man's free choice.
我想圣经保留这段故事，很显然神希望我们像亚伯拉罕一样，关心人的灵魂，肯锲而不舍地为人的得救代求。
So what I think God wants us to learn from this example is that for us to care about the needs of others and to persistently pray for others.
而且我们仔细看创世纪十九章的记载，会注意到在逃离索多玛的时候，罗德和他的家人其实是非常被动的。
And if we look at chapter 19 carefully, we learn that actually when Lot was running away from the city of Sodom, he actually was pretty passive.
罗德自己都迟延不走，是神的天使拉住他们夫妻和两个女的手，硬是把他们拉出城的。
So he was pretty reluctant, and he was trying to delay and not to run away, and it was the angels that actually hold their hands and pull them away.
这是出于神的怜悯。
And this is from the mercy of God.
神的怜悯又是因为纪念亚伯拉罕。
And this mercy came from God's remembering Abraham.
因此，让我们再一次彼此鼓励，在为别人信主祷告的事情上，不要灰心气馁。
So once again, we should be encouraged, to not to get frustrated when we pray for others.
哪怕他们的反应像罗德一样没兴趣，很被动。
So it doesn't matter if others.If the people they were praying for were not interested in the gospel or were really reluctant to the gospel.
难说，神不会也因着纪念你的祷告而特别怜悯他们。
You don't know if God actually, because He remembered you, He will do things for these people.
甚至在毁灭临到的最后一刻，用强拉的方式救他们出来。
So even when he was about to destroy it, God will force them to hold their hands and pull them out.
再过一阵子，新生就要来了。
So very soon, the new students will start to arrive.
感谢神的恩典，过去几年一直让我们教会有接触新生、传福音的机会。
We praise the Lord to give us a lot of opportunities in the past to have contacts with these new students and to serve them and to spread the gospel to them.
有的时候我们会觉得做这些服事有点吃力不讨好。
So a lot of times we may feel that you know all these things could be just in vain.
但是让我们记得，能够像亚伯拉罕一样为别人的得救代求，其实是神给我们的恩典，是值得珍惜的。
However, we have to remember that just like how Abraham was praying for others, all these things that we did for others was something that is glorifying to God and is pleasing to God.
从一年年当时来看，有的时候看不到什么果效。
So if you just look at it when you're doing it, you probably do not see any fruit.
但是回头来看，你会看到神的工作。
However, if you look back, you see a lot of work, a lot of fruit from these serving.
这十几年来住过我家的新生，有后来担任同学会会长的。
So for all these years, many of the students that has been accepted by me and live in my house, some of those has become the leaders in the fellowships.
有几位新生后来信主。
And some students have accepted Jesus.
有几位他们的配偶信主。
Some people's spouses even believe in Jesus.
有的时候有的人只需要接机，不需要我提供住处。
And some new students may only need to be picked up from the airport, they don't need a place to stay.
有一次有一个女孩子才上了我的车，因为一听到我是教会的牧师，她就不太讲话了。
Once I went to pick up a girl from the airport, since she got into my car, and since she learned that I was a pastor from the church, and it just became really quiet.
我把他在 Maplewood 放下来之后，我以为再也不会看到他了。
So after I dropped her off at Maplewood, I thought that I'll never see her again.
我哪里知道那时候他心中正被神强烈的震撼着。
Little did I know that at that point he was actually touched strongly by God.
因为他的奶奶一直鼓励他来到美国之后一定要去教会。
Because her grandmother has encouraged her all the time that as soon as she gets into the U.S., she should find a church.
她没想到下了飞机，神派来帮助她的竟然是华人教会的牧师。
So to her surprise, the very person who came to the airport to pick her up was the pastor of a church.
这个女孩子后来固定来我们教会信主受洗了。
So this girl ended up coming to our church regularly and then accepted Jesus.
另外有些新生，我们就是每周开车带他们去买菜。
Some of the new students got our help by being driven to supermarket for grocery shopping.
有一年有四个女孩子，我太太连续几周带他们去买菜。
One year there were four girls and they got helped by my wife Jenny and she drove them every week for grocery shopping.
但是他们通知我太太不要再来接他们买菜了。
However, at one point they called my wife and said, well, we don't need your help anymore.
因为他们考虑之后觉得他们对信仰毫无兴趣，一定不会来教会的。如果再继续接受帮助，他们会良心过不去。
So because we all have decided that, well, they're truly not interested in the gospel or coming to church, so then they kind of feel bad to continue to ask for a ride from my wife.
我带来跟他们成本沟通之后，最后还是尊重他们的决定。
So after some deep conversation with them, they still decided that they do not want that help and that they are not going to come to church.
完全没想到一年之后其中一个女孩子开始固定参加我们教会的崇拜和一个团契。
To our surprise also, one of the girls actually started coming to church, coming to church and then joining a fellowship.
不久她先生也来了。
And not too long later,her husband also came.
在不久两个人都信主受洗。
And very soon, both of them were baptized.
在不久两个人都成为我们教会的同工。
And very soon, they became co-workers in church.
他们搬离伊萨克之后依然爱主侍奉主，现在在一个教会担任执事。
So even after they left Ithaca, they still went to a church and served faithfully, and now they are deacons in the church.
这些都只是我和我太太个人帮助过的新生。
And these are some new students that we, my wife and myself, personally have helped.
我相信我们教会有很多帮助过新生的基督徒可以分享更多的见证。
And I believe many of us in our church who have helped new students in the past will have a lot more experiences, a lot more stories to tell.
所以希望我们基督徒能够珍惜神给我们的机会。
So let us Christians really treasure these opportunities that God has given us.
那我简单提一下第三个重点，就是常常祷告的人会因为祷告更深认识神。
So point number three was that for those who pray frequently to God will know God more.
亚伯拉罕在与神讨价还价的时候都是用问句的方式。
So when Abraham was bargaining with God and he uses a lot of questions.
大家可以数一下他至少问了神九句话，英文 NIV 翻译还多了有十个。
So we can count how many the questions he has asked, and in Chinese translation is about 9, in NIV translation there's about 10 question marks.
从这些问题看来，亚伯拉罕一方面抓紧了他认为神应该有的品格而向神据理力争，但一方面他又对于神究竟会怎么做没有十足的把握。
So from what we see, we know that on the one hand, God, Abraham actually he uses the characters of God to reason with God. However, on the other hand, he wasn't quite sure what God will respond to his pleading.
看起来他认定神是公义的，但他又不确定神的公义跟他心中所想的公义是否是一致的。
So what we can see was that he knew that God was righteous. However, he wasn't sure that if this righteousness was the same kind of righteousness that he had in mind.
我记得我很小的时候，对我的父亲也有这种似乎认识又不怎么有把握的感觉。
I remember when I was little, to my father, I also had the same kind of feeling that I sort of know him, but then I wasn't sure if I really know him.
大概是我读小学的那一年，有一天晚上，家里不晓得为什么只留下我和我父亲。
So one day when I was in elementary school, one night somehow, in the house there was only my father and myself.
那是我记忆当中大概第一次与我父亲单独相处。
So in my memory, that was my first time to be alone with my father at home.
在那之前，因为我是家中的老幺，年纪又还小，都是黏在妈妈身旁的。
So before that, you know, because I was the youngest in the family, and then I was really young, so I always was stuck with my mother.
那印象中的父亲是个令人尊敬又让我有点怕怕的。
So in my mind, my father was somebody to respect and also somebody to sort of fear for.
尤其是我姐姐有一次背国文课本上的一个主题闻鸡起舞，背了半天背不好，我父亲失了耐心发了脾气。
So especially I remember one time I watched my sister trying to memorize in a Chinese literature textbook a story about this person Zhu Ti. He has to wake up early upon the rooster's crow and has to exercise in the morning.
那到时候我和我哥哥偷偷看到，心中非常的害怕。
And my sister took a long time to memorize that. I couldn't do a good job, and the father was he lost his patience. He got really angry. So my older brother and myself, we hide behind the doors, and we looked at this event, and then we both were really afraid.
所以那天晚上，当我知道我要和我父亲单独在家的时候，心中是有点点害怕，不知道这个晚上会怎么过。
So that night, when I was alone with my father, when I learned about that, then I was kind of nervous because I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen.
但是出乎我意料之外，那天晚上我父亲让我躺在他的身旁。
But to my surprise, my father that night actually allowed me to lie down right next to him.
还讲了很多我至今难忘、非常好笑的故事给我听。
And even told a lot of jokes or funny stories to me, and even now I still remember all of them.
我也没想到我父亲居然还会唱个儿歌给我听。
And I couldn't even believe that my father even sang a lullaby to me.
那个晚上的相处大大修正了我对我父亲的印象。
So the experience from that night have completely changed my feelings or my perspective of my father.
与父亲的关系也大大拉近了很多。
And it also draw me much closer to my father.
我想亚伯拉罕也是一样。
I think this is the same way with Abraham.
在索多玛被毁灭而罗德却蒙拯救之后，我相信亚伯拉罕对神的认识晋升了很多。
So after the city of Sodom was destroyed and Lot was saved, I believe that the relationship between Abraham and God was a lot closer.
从索多玛的毁灭，他看到神的圣洁和公义。
From the destroying of Sodom, he can see God's holiness and His righteousness.
但同时从罗德的蒙拯救，他看到神的慈爱和怜悯。
However, from the rescue of the Lot.He can see God's grace and His mercy.
我想他最深的感受是神竟然会把这件事情预先告诉他。
I think what he will feel most deeply was the fact that God actually told him ahead of time what he was about to do.
而且还会如此耐心地允许亚伯拉罕三番五次，而且好像得寸进尺地来跟神啰嗦。
So surprise must be the fact that God was patient about his pleading with him once and again and even do it above and beyond.
神绝对不是一位高高在上冷酷无情的霸王。
So he learned that God was not some sort of a dictator who was high above,
而是一位公义却又蛮有慈爱的父亲。
And he learned that God was righteous and also merciful and graceful God.
最后让我用一个真实的例子和大家彼此劝勉。
At the end, I will share with everybody a real life story.
在近代教会历史上，有一位信心的伟人叫做乔治穆勒。
So a faithful man in the history of church history, very well known to all of us. His name is George Mueller.
他凭信心创办了一间又一间的孤儿院，拯救了成千上万的孤儿。
By faith, he has established many, many orphanages, and he saved many, many orphans.
他也曾四处奔波，到过42个国家为主传福音。
He has been to many places, and in 42 countries, he has spread the gospel.
他虽然带领过无数的人信主，也曾经遇到过一些人，他付了很多的关心，他们却久久不信主。
So he has led many, many people to Christ, and there are also some people who were cared by him, but then for a very long time did not accept Jesus.
穆勒自己留下了一些记录。
So he had a record for himself.
1844年的11月，他开始为五个人的得救做长期的祷告。
So in November of 1844, he started to pray for five people for their salvation.
他每天都为这五个人得救祷告，没有一天中断。
Every day he prayed for them, and he never skipped a day.
一直祷告了18个月，这五个人当中才有第一个人信主。
For 18 months he prayed, and eventually after 18 months, only one person out of the five accepted Jesus.
又过了五年， 第二位才信主。
Five years later, second person accepted Jesus.
又过了六年，第三位才信主。
Six years later, the third person accepted Jesus.
直到穆勒死前，他还为那两位未信主的朋友祷告。
Even before Muller died, he was still praying for the remaining two for their salvation.
这个在第三位信主之后，他又这样继续祷告了三十六年。
So after the third person accepted Jesus, he had prayed for 36 years for the remaining two.
感谢神的怜悯。
So praise the Lord for His mercy.
穆勒死了之后，神依然纪念穆勒摆上的祷告。
So even after his death, Muller's death, God remembered the prayers that Muller has offered up.
那两位朋友都信了主。
So the remaining two people accepted Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你愿意为了别人的信主得救，锲而不舍的代求吗
？Are you willing to persistently pray for other people's salvation？
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
Now we're going to have communion together.
让我们有一点时间在神面前安静祷告。
Now let's pray, spend some quiet time and to pray before God.
所以有的时候我们自己蒙恩得救以后，忘记了主啊，你为我们的得救付上了何等大的代价。
Our Lord, often after we have accepted your salvation, we forget about how big of a price you have paid for our salvation.
我们等一下擘饼也是欢喜的感谢庆祝我们所得着的恩典。
When we break the bread, we do it happily. We thank you and praise you for what you have done for us.
主啊，当我们领这个饼和这个杯的时候，让我们纪念到在我们周围还有很多人，他们还没得到这恩典。
Lord, as we receive the bread and the cup, help us to remember many, many of these people around us are still not Christians.
主啊，愿你的圣灵开始更强烈的感动我们。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit encourage us more.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.Amen.
圣餐是主耶稣在被卖的那一夜所设立的。